Hey everybody, welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, coming to you from ACT Expo. If you haven't heard me talk about the ACT Expo, well, you haven't been listening all that well. ACT Expo, which is Advanced Clean Truck, is perhaps the most optimistic show in all of trade show. It focuses on the green technologies that are improving the environment, empowering the supply chain, and really transforming the world. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to bring you a ton of views, news, and cool things I saw at the show. Thanks for checking it out. Who's been your customer so far? Who's your perfect world like? Like, what is the perfect use case for this?
Really, since we got so many different mobile fuelers, we got many use cases. Think about wherever, if you need hydrogen and you need a, you don't have a lot of real estate, but also you need it quickly. Like, you need it next day. This guy can just drive up and actually start fueling, provided you get your authorities, having basically permits, etc. in place.
Gotcha. And you help people get their permits and all that stuff?
Oh, yes, totally. Okay, awesome. We help everything. So since this is a new technology, even authorities are also learning more about it.
Sure.
So there is a learning curve. We help them understand, hey, this has been used through so many different places in US. So it's not just, you know, first time you're doing it. This has already been fueling in California, Texas, Georgia, Michigan, etc. So we have done many fueling events with this guy. This technology is deployed since last year.
Okay. So we're at ACT Expo.
Yep.
What are some of the things that you're bringing forward in this show focused on clean trucking?
We have a pretty comprehensive display here in terms of our electric portfolio. So that starts from individual components that go into an e-axle, but also includes a whole e-axle in itself, right? So if a customer comes to us and says, hey, I need help designing a certain e-axle, we can help them with that. We can help designing the overall system, but then we don't stop there, right? We don't just design that, we manufacture it as well. We make the components behind it, we put it together in an assembly and sell that to our customer.
Can we take a tour?
Absolutely. Awesome. What we see here is an example of an electric e-axle or an e-axle for a class 8 heavy duty truck, right? So we have obviously the mechanical structure of the axle itself. Here you see a stamped housing with the wheel ends attached to that. And then it's driven by two electric motors. We are utilizing this part here as a demonstrator project, not so much as a part that is in production, but it's a technology demonstration of what we can do. All right, so then if you take one step further here, what I showed is the e-axle, right? So you need electricity to drive the e-axle. That electricity can come either from a battery system or can be powered by a fuel cell system. So fuel cells is the other side of electrification. You take hydrogen and convert that hydrogen into electricity to charge the battery and drive the truck. Over here we're showing, without going into too much detail, but here we're showing a little bit of our product portfolio that supports the conventional internal combustion engines. We're seeing some products here that go into the valve train that help the combustion engine to become more efficient, to burn less fuel, to put out less carbon dioxide. And overall, it helps in the equation for carbon-reduced transportation. Another great example here is, I'm at the risk of getting too technical, but this is what's called a P1 hybrid module. So it's a generator that's hooked up directly to the internal combustion engine, and it provides the electrical energy to power an electric heater in the after treatment system. So it allows us to reduce emissions, or it allows the OEM to reduce emissions, to bring up the after treatment system up to operating temperatures much faster, and basically meet the emission standards that the industry is
sure. Got it. Because this is something most people don't think about, right? Like, if I drive for Amazon or whatever company it might be, I might be using my own vehicle, but I might be using the company vehicle and storing it in my house. So is Amazon's an example. I'm not calling Amazon out, but Amazon is one example of a company that might ask people to charge the vehicle at home. Maybe it's not so fair to say, hey, can you pay your electric bill when you're charging my truck? You know what I mean?
Okay, so, and it is a problem in all sorts of ways. And what we have is many of our customers are, I would say, mid-sized fleets. Big enough that they can afford to set their employees up with EVs, but not Amazon. So that's a different thing altogether. Sure. So our program is quite simple. We have a mechanism where you can order a charger online from us, and we have a third party who will install it for you. You can onboard your charger with our app, and it says, okay, I want to onboard this charger, it's at my house, and things like that. It's private, it's just mine. Don't advertise to the world where my house is. But you onboard it, including we work with a partner to connect us up with whatever utility it is you're working with. And we then capture, every time you charge your vehicle, it captures it and puts it all on your on the billing statement for that card. And then the employer, just so they can either bulk approve them all, like every month approve all this, and we literally issue a check to the employee to cover their electricity costs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.